Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was about to impart five advices to the Sahaba. So before sharing these advices with them, he asked that I have five kalimats, I have five words of advice that I'd like to share. Who wants to hear it from me? So immediately Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala who said, I would like to hear those advices. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took him by his hand, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began giving him the advice. The first advice Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him is, اِتَّقِمْ مَحَارِمْ تَكُنْ أَعْلَكُمْ نَسْمِ. Abu Hurairah, stay away from everything haram, you will be the greatest worship in the sight of Allah. Everything that is haram, there are so many haram acts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden upon us. He says, number one, if you want to become a worshipper or be considered to be the greatest worshipper in the sight of Allah, avoid and stay away from everything that Allah has made haram. The moment you commit haram, it comes at the cost of you doing something good for the sake of Allah. That's the immediate effect of haram. Immediate effect, first effect of haram. You misuse the eyes, for example, you misuse your gaze, you look at something that is haram, you listen to something that is haram, you utter something that is haram, it comes at the cost of what? Losing an act of righteousness. It creates, naturally it creates within you lethargy to do something good. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when you do something haram, immediately follow it up with some, a good act of worship. Why? The good act of worship must wipe away that the effects of the haram. Because otherwise what happens, you won't get the tawfiq and you will be deprived of carrying out acts of righteousness.